Orlando, Florida, or online at www.hamcation.com. The first field session of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology reached 9 New York City area educators, but the ripple effects will reach thousands of students. The session was held at the Staten Island Technical High School, home of a thriving and active amateur radio club. It was led in part by Everton Enriquez, KD2ZZT, an educator at the school and a TI graduate. In August of 2024, 49 of Enriquez's students earned their licenses. All 9 teachers came away with their amateur radio licenses if they didn't have one already, and the training, knowledge, and excitement to integrate amateur radio into their science, technology, engineering, and mathematics lessons. ARR Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, says the results seen in hundreds of classrooms across the country speak for themselves. Amateur radio is a great platform upon which students can learn and experiment with STEM areas of instruction, said Goodgame. It allows students to participate in hands-on activities that give meaningful connections to lessons that would normally be abstract in the classroom. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology is funded entirely by donations to the ARR Education and Technology Fund. No member dues go towards the program. The success that teachers across America are seeing is the result of hundreds of donors trusting ARRL to invest in the future of the hobby through educating and inspiring the next generation of hams. The program is free to educators. Many of these success stories are highlighted in the Radio Waves publication. Radio Waves aims to showcase how educators and licensed class instructors are getting their students and local communities involved in ham radio. Editions may be read online, or members can sign up for a free email delivery. We're seeing the results of the work we put into this program. Young people are getting inspired, licensed, and active in amateur radio, said Goodgame. The time we commit to this will pay dividends to the hobby for generations to come. Other sessions are planned for Texas and Southeast during 2025. Interested educators can apply as well. Learn more at www.arrl.org/TI. Ford Silver N0AX dropped us a line about the NCJ North American CW Sprint on February 2nd, 2025. Imagine a weekend without a single full-bore pro football game. No more pregame jabber hours, no amazing on-screen graphics and gadgets, no breathless halftime reports or injury updates. What is a right-thinking person to do? Well, how about the CW Sprint? The NCJ...
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds.